Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by my personal guardian angel, Rich Stambolian.
Yeah, get to hit the streets, stop some crimes.
And I need a beret.
Let's prevent crimes and then do crimes.
You know, Curtis Lee handed me this.
It was all nice and folded.
It was just bunched up in his hand.
Like Did you need a shirt?
Like a ball. He bunched it up. He's like, he saw me at Penn State. He's like, hey, listen, do me a favor. Listen to me on WABC 770 AM. But listen, put this shirt on and wear a beret. Take your pants off. And I was like, okay.
Was it your own personal like Mean Joe Green situation?
It was.
He was like, hey, kid. And then he took his shirt off and just threw it at your head.
Yeah. Good to see you, Rich.
Good to see you too, man. It's been a couple of weeks. This is usually what happens during summertime. Our schedules are all over the place. So thank you for being patient, guys. We're back.
Yeah man. A couple days off. I have a fractured hip. I don't know if I spoke about it on the show. I fell a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, yeah, my hip kind of hurts. And I went and got an x-ray, and they sent me for an MRI, and they're like, yeah, you got a hairline fracture in your hip. You tore some stuff. It's not that great, I'm going to be honest. Very painful, and then they discovered I had a bunch of arthritis in my hip, which they want to do surgery on. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do the surgery yet or not. I'm debating to see if this gets any better. But let's see what happens. Would you carry me around? You want to do that?
Like,
you want to start carrying me?
Like on my shoulders?
Yeah, like a baby. Like a big baby.
Oh, I thought you meant like Blaster Master.
Like Blaster Master. Yeah, like that, maybe.
Who run Barter Town.
So, I don't know if you guys are watching this. You see the title of the show. The show kind of took a different turn this morning as we were doing the notes. We did all our notes. MG Geek, our producer, Matt in our chat room, he put together the notes. And it was generally the show was going to be about the next generation of pro wrestlers coming up in AEW and WWE and how the business is going to change and adapt and modify, you know, over the next 10 years or so.
Yeah.
But there is a much larger story here. Another addition to the Vince McMahon hush money scandal.
Big yikes.
Big yikes. So the Wall Street Journal dropped the story this morning. There were some rumblings in previous weeks that there was a follow-up story coming, which to be assumed, right? You got a big story like this, you're going to do a follow-up. And the follow-up dropped today. And in the follow-up, it claims, or it says, Vince McMahon paid over $12 million to four women over the last 16 years. One of them being a very large payout of over $7 million, $7.4 million, $7.5
million,
to a former female wrestler that alleged that he coerced her into oral sex.
Yikes.
When more advances were kind of resisted, this individual is claiming that allegedly their push got taken away and they were released soon after.
Jeez.
That. So, listen, and I don't want to do the I'm not going to play the game of guessing who it is.
Right.
Because you don't want to name the accuser. You don't want to name who it is. But here's the interesting part of this, right? And a piece of the story that is developing now. This person came to them in 2018. The attorney came to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. Let me find the other story before I put my foot in mouth and read the wrong story here, because I chopped this whole thing up and MG had to pretty much put together the piece for me. I sent them this.
Huge yikes. Also, when that initial story came out, there were definite rumblings from attorneys who were like, yeah, this is not the end of this.
Okay, here is the Wall Street Journal statement in the article. The previously unreported settlement included a $7.5 million pact with a former wrestler who alleged that Mr. McMahon coerced her into giving him oral sex, then demoted her and ultimately declined to renew her contract in 2005 after she resisted further sexual encounters, according to people familiar with the matter. The wrestler and her attorney approached Mr. McMahon in 2018 to negotiate a payment in return for her silence, the people said.
Wow.
So the hush money did not come at the time of, there was the NDA or hush money, whatever it was, did not come at the time of the affair or the incident or whatever you want to call it. It came in 2018. So this is a recent development. This is not something from 18 years ago. In another previously unreported deal, a WWE contractor. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know what WWE contractor would mean. A WWE contractor presented the company with unsolicited nude photos of Mr. McMahon.
Good Lord.
She reported receiving from him and alleged he had sexually harassed her on the job. According to people familiar with the woman's 2008 NDA, Mr. McMahon agreed to pay roughly $1 million to her, these people said. So, first of all, 2008.
Jeez, yeah.
What the hell kind of phone were you using, Vince?
It's got a flip phone for sure.
I mean, like, okay.
Well, he's a millionaire, so he probably had, like, whatever high-end.
It would have been a flip phone.
You know?
Probably BlackBerry. BlackBerry.
When did the original
iPhone 2009? I don't think he had an. I think he probably had a BlackBerry. But regardless, right?
Bizarre.
This is bizarre.
Huge yikes.
So contractor could mean talent. I don't know because they were very specific in the article to name the 2005 incident as a performer, as a wrestler. This was not labeled as a wrestler. It was labeled as a contractor, which I would assume is talent. So I don't know. I don't know how the verbiage would work or the crossover. I would assume that this is a talent and not a performer, not a wrestler.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know. This is not great. Also, there is a John Laurinaitis piece to the puzzle here.
Oof.
In 2012, John Laurinaitis stepped down. If you remember that from the head of talent relations, came a little abrupt. It was pretty much said that, you know, he just wasn't good at his job, and that's why. And the jokes about John Laurinaitis hiring the wrong one-legged wrestler continued on, right? Here's the other part of this. Mr. Laurinaitis, a former wrestler known as Johnny Ace, had been head of talent relations for over 8 years when he was forced to step down in 2012. He was head of talent relations that long?
Yeah.
God. He was forced to step down in 2012 to take a smaller role at the company. His demotion came around the same time as a $1.5 million deal with an employee who alleged she had an affair with Mr. Laurinaitis and that he demoted her after she broke it off.
Good Lord.
People familiar with the non-disclosure agreement said. So, you know.
There's going to be more coming out.
This is, like, I'm not surprised by this. I don't think this is shocking. I think we've heard stories. People have heard things, right? Rumors, but there's never been anything like this,
right?
That you have a investigation, a third party investigation being done by multiple law firms that the board of directors has started, and they are looking to find out if there was misdeed done. Now, if these allegations are true,
right.
Yeah, absolutely, corporate misdeed was done. Is it illegal? No, there was no criminal aspect to it. But as far as, you know, sexual assault or anything, right? Because these were consensual at times, I would assume, allegedly. But this isn't good. This is not good.
This is not good.
It's not good for the company. This isn't good for Vince. You know, this is a guy that really prides himself on his legacy and his reputation. And, you know, for wrestling fans have known a lot of the shenanigans that goes on and how nutty he could be and whatever, however you want to tell the stories. But this is the first time that we've seen major publications like the Wall Street Journal deep dive into an investigation into Vince McMahon.
Do you think it's time for Vince to just go away?
I don't think he will.
Well, that's not what I asked. Do you think he should, for all intents and purposes, just kind of disappear?
Yeah, if these are all true.
Yeah.
If these are all true and these allegations happened and you know, he did fire someone for not, you know, continuing a relationship, yeah, of course he should be gone.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. I mean, listen, there's a difference between, and here's a difference between a month ago when we spoke about this or whatever, 3 weeks ago.
Right.
With the initial story, right? That initial buyout. That was a relationship, right?
Right.
That he signed an NDA and he gave, and the NDA wasn't for any kind of, hold on, I'm getting some more information here. Yeah, okay. I'm getting some stories, pieces here, so I'll piece it together at the end. But, you know, that first one came off more like he was in a relationship with this person. He took her out of the legal department and moved her to talent relations.
Right.
Right? And he didn't want her talking about it, so she signed an NDA, and then she left.
Right.
It wasn't presented in a way that, you know, she was coerced into the relationship. She got the motive for no longer engaging with him.
Right.
It wasn't presented in that way, which at that time I said, you know, these are very standard practices for a lot of high power corporate executives to sign NDAs when they enter relationships with their
staff.
With staff.
Yeah, yeah.
But you also have to disclose this to the board of directors, and you have to disclose the relationship. I don't know if any of the, like, I don't know what their disclosure policy is in WWE. I haven't read that.
Yeah. That first story, which, you know, we were told will lead into this stuff, like, this is taking a turn, a more awful turn, you know, especially when the word coercion is used.
The word coercion was used, and it was used specifically. It was used for a reason.
Right.
This is all developing, and, you know, this kind of speaks, you know, a lot of the moves that WWE makes, they've known about this for a long time. They knew that this would come out. So,
yeah.
you know, they're in damage control mode, I'm sure, trying to figure out what to do next. But these are not good allegations whatsoever.
No, not at all.
You know, especially the talent one, not good. John Laurinaitis is not good. You know, and they're saying there's four different women were paid out.
Yeah.
So, we don't know anything prior to them going public, right?
Right.
That's gone. That won't be investigated because it's a non-event for the board of directors. That's previous to them. Mm-hmm. So, this is all developing. This is not good news for Vince.
Definitely not good.
Not good news for WWE.
Yeah.
You know, when stories like this come out, obviously the truth follows and more people come out and more people speak about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to name names. There's a lot of names being floated around. Listen, until the person speaks out, it's their business, not mine, not anybody else's. And hopefully people, you know, keep that privacy intact for the individuals. But this is, what do you make of it?
It's super unfortunate, but at the same time, like, it's, WWE as a company is a bizarre business.
Very.
Right? Not besides what they do, but the backstage stuff. And, you know, ever since, like, I guess, like, we were teenagers, you'd always hear these, like, rumors, you know, and then you had the steroid stuff, and then you had the overdose stuff, and now you have, like, the sexual harassment stuff. It sucks.
Yeah,
right?
Very much so. It's terrible.
It makes you kind of grossed out by everything, right?
Yeah.
The other side of that is there are going to be fans who also don't care. That they're going to still give WWE all their money, which is nuts.
Yeah. Sophia has a great statement in the chat room. How consensual could it be if a woman knows if she doesn't engage in the relationship or act, she will be fired or at least downgraded? See, that's absolutely true. If that's the case, then that's not consensual whatsoever.
Right.
That's survival.
That's effed up.
That's effed up. Yeah. I don't know that to be true. You know, and I don't want to fill in the blanks here, especially on something that we don't know. We don't want to name names. We don't know who the individuals are. But, you know, at what point, and this is me and my opinion, right? Like, you're Vince.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And I know you don't go out and date. And I know that's not part of your process, right? But at what point do you say, like, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea for me to continue a relationship in this way. Why would I even... Let's just pretend that Vince is in the right here, okay? I'm not saying he is. Let's just pretend.
Right.
But at what point, if you're that powerful of a guy and that influential of a guy, maybe you're going to tell yourself, maybe this is not a good fucking idea to be banging the talent and to be hooking up with this and hooking up with...
Right.
Like, I don't...
You also,
my children are losing their minds outside.
You also have to have the mindset of a billionaire, which is different.
You also have that mindset of a billionaire, which I don't know what that's like.
Exactly. Where, you know, Vince has all this money.
2 weeks I knew what it was like.
Two weeks.
I got adopted by that rich guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I had to wear that top hat. It was a whole thing.
You got adopted by the Pharaoh, right?
I did get adopted by the Pharaoh. But this is, you know, this is bad news for them. Totally.
It's
totally.
To try to put yourself into the mind of a billionaire is such a quandary. because these guys could do so much good with their money, and it just doesn't seem like they do. You know, like Vince, Jeff Bezos, guy's got all the bread. You know,
Jeff Bezos, he does have all the. He bought a mega yacht though.
A mega yacht.
A mega yacht. A mega yacht.
A mega pint.
This is like not wacky, but it's so sloppy and it's dirty. You know, it's very dirty. You ask for a BJ and then like, and then you're like, hey,
I want
to bang you. And then you know what? You're not going to bang me. F you. Your contract's terminated.
That's
gross.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think there's more to this that's going to come out, and it's going to, you know, everybody's going to kind of hang their head in shame.
I just hope people don't start digging to out the people that were involved in this. Because we saw it happen with the first person.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't even a talent.
Right.
That was someone working in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have talent involved, and that to a lot of people, that's fair game. And I don't agree with that. I think people need to not out these individuals unless they want to come out and talk about it. Then it's all their right to do it, and that adds another layer to this. But
yeah,
do you think Vince leaves the company?
I think he should at this point. I think he should take they should say, hey, he's taking an extended leave of absence. That's it. Retire quietly.
Yeah.
Hang out in your house in Connecticut. Do what you got to do and stay out of the limelight. You know, like just don't. I think after this bombshell today, just don't be part of the company.
I don't think he could do that.
You know,
I don't think he can. I don't think he's capable.
Fresh eyes, fresh coat of paint. Put somebody else in charge. You know.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
But again, don't have the mindset of a billionaire, and also WWE will continue to make money hand over fist.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect WWE's business.
No.
If he goes away, but if he stays, then it may. Listen, if I'm an advertiser, I'm going to say, hey, listen, guys, I think it's a good idea to back away right now.
Right.
You know, and that's where the big story comes in. It always ends up being about money.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no repercussion financially to this company, Vince stays, and he's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But this is all developing. This is all new stuff, and I'm sure we're going to have more news over the weekend. And I'll do on Observer Live, I'm sure I'll have a ton more news here. But this is I did not see this coming.
No
story.
No, not at all.
Yeah, Vince was 60 in 2005, by the way.
Jeez.
Yeah, he very interesting stuff. Very interesting. All right, I guess we go into our regular show now.
All right, let's get out of here.
I mean, I have to get out of here. This is
Can you hit the Owl Things professional wrestling again before we continue?
I can't do it. I can't hit that.
Oh, get out of here. What?
All Things professional.
There you go.
former ESPN executive Connor Schell.
Shell.
Yeah. Is no longer with the WWE board. That was another addition. Some more news here before we go into TV.
Mm.
Wrestling Entertainment Series. They canceled their show again.
Yeah.
This was... who's involved in this? It was...
scheduled for Saturday. This is the second time
they
had to
cancel.
It was
Authors of Pain. And who else? I forgot who.
Nia Jax. They tried to blame Nia Jax.
They tried to blame Nia for this?
So ridiculous.
Yeah. The show canceled for the second time, and they're claiming that they're paying talent, so we'll see what happens there. Nah. Pat McAfee signed a multi-year extension with WWE. Great.
Great.
Sasha and Naomi were removed from WWE's internal roster, according to PW Insider. Paige is a free agent. Her contract expires. She thanked everybody in WWE, and you know,
very
she
cool.
did her send-off. So where does Serena go?
You know where she's going to go.
You think she's going to AEW?
I think she's going to AEW.
Does she wrestle?
Yes. I think
we'll see her wrestle for sure. I'm positive we'll end up seeing her wrestle somewhere. I don't know where she'll go.
She, with full confidence, I'll say this. She probably spoke with Daniel Bryan, Christian, Edge, right?
Yeah.
To see what her viable medical options are, right? Put her on a once a week show. She'll stay healthy.
Yeah, but these guys are doing some really, I mean, some pretty unique and modern.
Oh yeah,
modern treatments.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that cryogenic freeze thing works. PRP is a huge thing. I'm gonna do PRP on my hip because it works. There's a lot of stuff that now you know. I don't know how bad her neck is right now.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you use that horse stuff that you were using months ago?
Oh, the yeah.
Just jam it
there. Does it work for that too?
Yeah.
I drink it. I snort it. I put it in my butt.
Make a little cocktail with that stuff and some adrenaline.
Someone's going to clip that. Someone is going to clip that whole thing. she's a free agent. Ric Flair's last match card.
This is nuts, dude.
This is a wacky ass card, man.
Yeah.
I'm not shitting on it. I like it.
As I like to call it, the money grab.
The money grab, as we call it.
You want to go into it?
Yeah. Go into the card.
So Ric Flair's farewell match will be against an unnamed opponent.
So is it a singles match? Because originally it was going to be FTR and him facing Rock and Roll Express and somebody else.
Jay Lethal, I think, right?
I don't know. You know, I'm curious if they thought Lethal would be too...
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe Lethal is the worst case scenario for them, which is a great match. I'm sure Lethal and Flair could have an unbelievable match, but I think they wanted it to be someone from his life, you know? From his career, like deep career.
Well, Terry Funk's not doing too good.
No, Terry Funk's, I mean, you could do Sting.
You could do Sting. That'd be awesome.
But do you want to see, I mean, that would be their third final match.
Yeah, I think.
That would be the third final match in Rick's career for him.
I think Rick versus Sting would be friggin' ridiculous. The Sting is still tip-top right now.
Yeah, but he's not doing, you know, 12-minute, 15-minute singles matches.
You don't need much. What do you think? They're going to do like a Broadway?
No, I think they'll do at least 15 minutes.
So distracting over there.
Oh, he's so creepy with you know what he looks like? He looks like a guy from the 1700s that's trying to grow out the hair.
Or that showed up in 2022.
Yeah, dude, it's a dude from The Patriot.
The Patriot was based on Mr. Gonzo.
It was based on Mr. Gonzo.
So you have the Impact World Champion, Josh Alexander versus Jacob Fatu. That's going to be a good match.
All right, you know what? Our boy, Josh Alexander, love him.
Impact Knockouts Champion, Jordan Grace versus Deonna Purrazzo versus Rachel Ellering.
All right, that's a cool match.
The Wolves, Davey Richard and Eddie Edwards.
They're back.
Versus Motor City Machine Guns.
Impact Wrestling, I guess, dream match. Right?
Yeah, great.
I guess.
Killer Cross with Scarlett versus Dave Boy Smith Jr.
Great.
Great. Clark Connors versus Ren Arita.
Great.
Fun. Ray Phoenix and Laredo Kid versus Taurus versus Bandido.
Okay.
And I think there's another match I want to say that.
Oh, the tag match.
I think it's the Von Erichs and Briscoes.
The Von Erichs and Briscoes, yeah.
Which is nuts. And then, is there any more information on this? Is this going to be like orderable?
Yeah. It's on July 31st? Yeah, it's on pay-per-view.
How much is it? Like $100?
I don't know. They're also doing StarCast that weekend.
Mm.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure it's on Fight. They'll be broadcasting it on Fight. I think this is going to be a traditional, just regular, whatever. $24.99, $49.99. I'll pay it.
Steamboat. Do you think he can still go?
No, Steamboat said he can't do it. Yeah, he just can't do it.
Who else is left? Austin. That'd be amazing.
Oh, hell yeah. No. I don't know. Maybe it'll be somebody else that we don't know.
Oh.
Who's he compared to? Who's Flair compared to today?
Cena.
No, it can't be Cena.
Imagine they give Cena like $7 million.
Well, he did say that his relationship is better with WWE now.
There you go.
So he did say something. No, I don't think it's Cena. I think it's, I don't know. You know what? I think Jay Lethal would be a great opponent.
Jay Lethal would be a good opponent.
I think that'd be good.
But like that's a weird thing. One, do you want to see him wrestle? Do you want to see Ric Flair wrestle one last time?
I do. Yeah.
And I don't.
I'm okay with it.
I honestly still don't think this is going to be the last time. I bet you if this pay-per-view does well and they make a profit, there's going to be another one down the line. And that would be a tag match.
I think this should be his last.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think this should be his last. New Japan news. Fans cheering will start on September 5th and 6th. So you're allowed to cheer again. However, they're bringing the attendance down.
Great.
So, you know, like, okay, I guess you're taking away something. I mean, we're done with this. I'm officially saying we're over this whole no chanting,
mm-hmm.
no screaming. Let's bring the attendance. It's done already. All right, let's move on.
But that's a smart move, man, because you don't want anybody's bullshit breath like in your face like that.
I think it's ridiculous at this point. I think they're done. The whole world has moved on at this point. Money in the Bank fallout.
Yes.
All right. This was an interesting show. Last Saturday was Money in the Bank. I was not ready for Money in the Bank last Saturday.
No, I thought it was Sunday.
I thought it was going to be a Sunday also, so I was not ready. Austin Theory won the men's Money in the Bank match. He was added in last minute. Didn't go over well. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong on this. I don't see a problem with it.
Not me neither.
I didn't see the problem with Austin Theory winning it, considering the fact that this was supposed to be probably Cody's moment.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And you know, if you don't want to mess up the storyline, you pretty much make this go away into a nothing.
Exactly.
Or you let him carry it around for a little bit and mm-hmm. see what happens, and you build him up like that. I don't see a problem with him. I've always, I mean, from day one, I've said Austin Theory will probably be one of the next big guys.
Yes,
in the business.
Absolutely.
We were at Evolve. I talk about this all the time. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you see something in someone.
Right.
And that's all. That's the initial impression you get, and that's what I saw in this guy, and so did a lot of other people in WWE. You know, I think a lot of his negativity towards him comes from the fact that people think things are forceful right. when it's not the guy that they want to see.
Right.
But everything is forceful. Wrestling is forceful. You're not writing the story; they are.
Exactly.
Right. I think in Austin Theory's case, I think this is the smart bet to kind of create this guy on the main roster as a top guy. You know, a lot of comparison to Cena. I'm thinking more like Orton. I think he's going to have more like a Orton
Ooh, interesting.
Run.
Okay.
An Orton comparison later on in his career.
Because he's a little more... he lacks the likability. I think that's what pissed
John,
people off.
John Cena's very likable.
Yes.
But people didn't want... you know what all people wanted was him to turn heel, have like a really mean, like a really dastardly heel run, and then he comes in and saves somebody, and there you go. Now he's a true babyface, and he'll be babyface forever.
Well, I think he's a babyface forever at this point. They just,
he is, you know. Of course, but they could have alleviated so much of that negativity in, you know, just in 6 months with doing a quick heel turn. You gave these people what they wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, now, okay, we'll cheer for him because he has an edge.
Well, heels don't sell merch.
Well, yeah, he also sold merch.
It's I think the WWE system is very interesting too, because a guy like Austin Theory is a great example of like them creating a star, and he's going to be a marquee name for that company if he stays healthy and plays by the book. The days of the superstar getting over organically are pretty much over in that company at least.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, like Riddle, someone said, why didn't they do it? Why did they pass on Riddle? I asked, and they said it wasn't his time. Don't worry about Riddle. It's not his time.
Right. That's the interesting mandate from WWE. Whereas, like, look at the other end of the spectrum. How big was that pop that Claudio got at that pay-per-view?
Oh, yeah. We haven't spoken about that, right?
No, we haven't.
All right, we'll talk about it. We have an hour.
But that's a good comparison, you know?
Very good comparison. That's a great comparison. I'm cool with Theory.
Yeah.
And again, like the theory that heels don't sell merch, that's their theory, not what we're saying. I think a lot of heels sell merch. The NWO is a great example. DX, when they were heel, they still sold merch.
Yeah.
There's plenty of heels.
Cool heels. Cool heels sell merch.
I think they were just afraid because of how large of a business the John Cena factory was.
It still is.
It still is. Still huge. But
look at when Cena came back on Raw a couple of weeks ago. Look at how many families were dressed like John Cena.
Oh, the dads that dress like Cena. Tons of dads and kids.
Dads, moms,
like
and kids dress like Cena. You know, that's like, let's say arguably like $150 for four people in merch.
Like,
right?
I'll give an example. I'm going to take the kids to Raw in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Right? Would I go to that show? Like, hey, Rich, you want to go to Monday Night Raw? No. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I see WWE as a very different product. I see it as a product for my kids. I see it as a very different warped version of what I think pro wrestling should be. But I'm also able to separate myself and say, listen, maybe I grew out of this. Maybe these aspects of the show are not for me. I still watch it though.
Right.
Because I talk about it. I don't hate it. I just don't like it as much as I used to. That's not the same for AEW. AEW I have a whole different relationship with.
That's for the nerds, baby.
That's for the nerds, and I love it. Somebody said that to me, actually.
That's true. I mean, it is. Listen, it's for the nerds.
It's very. Listen, you love wrestling. You're going to watch great wrestling. You turn on AEW. You want to watch whatever WWE is. It's the Muppets on steroids, and I'm not saying that negatively.
No, not at all.
I'm not crapping on it at all.
It's a show.
It's a show. It's a very different
it's
product.
Vaudeville.
It is vaudeville.
What
dastardly heels. Listen, I think Austin Theory was a decent pick.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a terrible pick. I'm getting some more information here. Okay.
About Austin Theory?
No, about... All right, here we go. Okay. I'm getting yelled at. Sorry. Let me open up the notes here. I derailed everybody.
It's fine.
You lost the notes. Go ahead, Rich.
So... Austin Theory, he's got the briefcase, which was probably meant for Cody, like you were saying. But I do think Cody's coming back at that Rumble, and he's winning the Rumble. And he's going to point at the briefcase. He's going to point at WrestleMania.
He's going to
point at himself, and then he's going to disappear like a wizard. Magical.
Earlier on the show, Bobby Lashley defeated Theory to become the U.S. champion. So they took the title off him, gave it to Bobby Lashley. It's his third time with the championship. All right, cool. Great.
He looks so impressive with a belt.
Bobby Lashley?
Yeah.
He planted up the rocks, man.
Yep.
This guy is chiseled.
Mm-hmm. He just seems like the older he gets, the more muscular he's getting.
This production machine is very forceful with wanting me to update to Windows 11. I'll tell you that.
You're still running 98, right?
Dude, 95, man. 98 plus. 98, I got this plus pack.
What about, what was the other one, that funky one?
ME.
ME, yeah.
Windows ME, Millennium Edition.
Oof. Liv Morgan wins the Women's Money in the Bank match.
You know what? Good, I'm so her. Freaking thrilled.
Yeah.
That we love Liv Morgan, fellow tri-state area chick, mm-hmm. Loves pizza. We were big fans of her initial gimmick. She follows me on Twitter. I gotta give it up to Liv. You know what? All right, cool. But are they using her to feed her to Rhonda?
I don't think that's really her that's following you on Twitter, man.
Oh, shit. You don't think so? You don't think that's her?
Well, she cashed in on Rhonda after Rhonda beat Natalya, right?
Okay, so...
Did you see that coming at all?
The cash-in, yeah. I saw from a mile away. When they were working the knee, Rhonda's knee, in that match. Listen... I gotta say this though. There's something missing with Rhonda.
Oh yeah.
Turn her heel.
Yes.
Okay. You will rehab this whole thing. Forget about the merch. Forget about the. She's, or you just make her. You have her cut those stupid promos. Stop talking like that. Stop giving words that she doesn't use.
Stop talking.
Stop. No. Have her come out. Remember what she did initially.
Mm-hmm.
She came out. She looked mean.
Yeah.
Right? She came out looking mean. She wore a leather jacket. She said, I'm going to kick your ass. And then she did wrestle. Like, she did actual judo moves.
Right,
in the ring.
Right.
She wasn't. And now I feel like she's like a wrestler.
Do you think she's just part of the system now?
I think by the way, that the back and forth between Rhonda and Natty about how it's like weird that she's all over her sister's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like, oh, you know, I kind of see it.
Do you still think Rhonda's a draw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not as much, for sure, but definitely still.
Interesting.
The Usos beat the Street Pro. Oh, so Liv Morgan cashed in on Rhonda after she was banged up. Mm-hmm. It was a they did really well.
Yeah.
She comes in, bolts to the ring, right? Cashes in, they ring the bell, Rhonda stands up, and immediately Rhonda puts her into an ankle lock. And the crowd, the boos. This was a hot crowd for Money in the Bank. I have to tell you, I don't think it was a great show. I didn't enjoy the show as some other people did. Dave gave the men's one a 4.5 star match. I didn't feel that way, but that could have been
interesting.
Dave. I could have been taken out of that moment.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Where the Usos beating the Street Profits.
Yeah. So she cashed in. They worked the leg, and then she won with a roll up. Yeah. Very cool.
Great. This is also what we initially wanted to talk about today, which was the new generation of wrestlers across most companies. You're getting pushes for a lot of younger talent.
Yes. The Usos beat the Street Profits. It was a great match. Match of the night, in my opinion.
For sure.
Can we talk about Montez Ford?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charming.
Listen, I gotta tell you, this dude looks great.
Yep.
We've been very high on him since he showed up in this company, even in NXT.
Absolutely.
And what would we say? This guy puts on 20 pounds. Very different guy.
Like a beer belly.
No. Like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, like a big beer belly. Doesn't work out anymore. Just comes out in sweatpants.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Different guy. We were talking about this. Like, dude, this guy is high flyer. They don't have anybody like him. He's tall. No. He's muscular. He's a high flyer, very charismatic, and good talker.
Veteran.
Is he a veteran?
He's a veteran.
Okay.
Married to Bianca Belair.
Okay.
He's got everything working for him. There are people out there who have said that he is more charming than The Rock on camera.
It could be. I mean, The Rock has a very different delivery. He has a different delivery. I'm curious to see what happens with a singles push that's probably coming.
Does Dawkins go bye-bye?
I feel bad for him, because he's actually a good worker.
Oh, he's great.
He's great. I think the team is great, but the Usos are a team that could stay a team forever.
Yes.
Right? This is not a team that could stay together forever.
Okay.
I think it would be, and I don't mean any kind of heat against Dawkins or anything, right? It's just the dynamic of the two work as a team.
Yes.
Are they a 20-year career, multi-time world champion tag team?
I'd like to see Montez with a singles run.
Okay, yeah, man. Same.
Yeah.
I think the upside is in Montez's singles run.
Montez versus Lashley for the U.S. title.
Okay, I'm into that.
Give it to me.
But don't push Montez yet. Don't let him build up this whole thing that he's doing. Give it time.
Yeah.
You know, The Rock treatment. The Rock was developing from 97 to late 98.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was a very slow creation of the guy. And I think you need to do the same with Montez. I mean, I know it's a bad comparison, but you just brought him up. I think Montez, you know, he's getting big. That's what they like to see in that company.
Those, you know, you bring up an interesting point. Those mid-90s, mid to late 90s guys like Rock, Triple H, Austin, they all had slow burn rises.
Yeah, very slow.
Very slow burn.
Yeah, I remember. You know what I remember specifically with the Austin? When Austin was getting hot, right? In 97. Someone's coming in here.
He's been waiting for you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
If you're hungry, you can have from the door.
Oh, thank you. No good. I'm good. Thanks, man.
That's your other intern.
That's my other intern. I forgot what I was saying.
The slow burn of the mid-90s. Also,
I remember going on message boards and people were losing their minds at how they're ruining Steve Austin by keeping him back. It's going to ruin his whole push.
Right.
The ring and then when he broke his neck, it was like people were like, you see, now his career's done. They missed out on Austin winning the title. And look what we got. You know, we did get a very short run. Both him and The Rock, we got a very short run.
When they are on top.
Austin was on top 98 to 2001.
Yeah.
You're talking 3 years. That's it. You know, and I mean, it's amazing to think about this, right? Like, let's say if Cody became world champion tomorrow and he had a 3 year on top of the business, people would talk about it like, oh, man, you know, he would have been one of the greatest if he continued having this run.
Mm-hmm.
But with Austin, it was so powerful.
Absolutely.
For the short period of time he was on top of the business. He was the business. So he'll forever be that guy. He didn't have a 10-year run. He didn't have a 15-year run. Hogan had a run from 84
to now.
I would say more. You know what? Hogan had a run from 84 to now. One more match, brother.
I think he's going to be Flair's opponent.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? The Rumble, the geriatric Rumble.
And doesn't put him over.
Doesn't work for me, brother. And Flair would take the pin. Flair would do it. Hogan was 84 to 9. Hogan was on top. 84.
Yeah.
To 90,
right?
I would say,
and then
right?
on top again,
and then, I mean, that's 6 years right there.
Yeah,
constant Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
and then he was on top again from 96 to 98, 99.
Sure,
right? I would say till 99, he was in WCW. 96, no, before the 94.
Yeah,
to 99 was Hogan's run, and then he came back. Hogan had a very different relationship with the business than Austin did.
I think Hogan has probably the most unique relationship with the wrestling business because
he created it. I'm sorry, but the reason why we talk about wrestling today is because of that guy.
He was the perpetual draw, which is bananas when you think about it, you know, but still, I think for me, when you compare 20 years later, when you hear that glass break for Austin's theme, you still go nuts.
Still go nuts. Yeah.
You know?
Always. All right, what else do we have here?
After the show, Baron Corbin attacked Pat McAfee at ringside to set up their SummerSlam match. That's going to be good. Talk about a team player, Baron Corbin. Do you want to go into the notes from Raw?
What do we have here? We had Lashley kick off the show. It was interrupted by Theory, who informed him that he had a U.S. title rematch at SummerSlam. Okay. So you set that match up. He vowed to cash in on his Money in the Bank after Roman versus Brock. So, I mean, I guess I don't.
I think they're going to
live. They're making it go away.
I think they're going to take turns doing their finishes on Austin Theory.
Oh, my God. You know what? He's going to win the U.S. title again. He's going to beat Lashley. He's going to go in and not be able to. He'll cash in, but he'll lose.
Yeah.
So now you remove the money in the bank from everything. So you just erase that whole story.
I want to see him get speared into an F5 or F5'd into a spear.
Okay, can I tell you about the most wacky part of the show?
Hit me.
AJ Styles defeated The Miz.
Great.
After the match, Ciampa attacks Styles, aligning himself with The Miz.
That's great.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
You know why.
Why?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
They need a worker like Ciampa to get involved with that to have Logan Paul.
Listen, now Logan Paul signing is big for them.
Huge.
Let's see what happens.
Huge. The internet exploded.
Yeah. I heard it from people that don't watch wrestling. Like teenage kid, like 13, 14, 15 year olds don't watch any wrestling. They're so into this thing.
He's an interesting commodity because I would think he's exactly what Vince wants. Yeah. A giant athletic guy. He's a big dude.
Yeah. Liv thanked the fans after Liv and Bianca beat Natty and Carmella. There was a hot dog eating contest. Otis puked, of course. You can tell that Vince wrote this. In a no-holds-barred match, Becky Lynch defeated Asuka. Ratings were 1.56. Big drop, because it was a holiday, obviously, from 1.95 the week before.
Yeah.
Which was John Cena's return. Great American Bash.
And John Cena's birthday.
NXT, yes.
July 4th. And Hogan's birthday is also
July 4th. Hogan's also, yeah. Yeah. And Mr. America.
And Apollo Creed.
I don't have time to do a lot on NXT, but the Braun Breaker defeated Cameron Grimes to retain the title.
Great.
We had tag champions, new tag champions. Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade defeated Toxic Attraction to win the titles. North American champion Carmelo Hayes defeated Grayson Waller to retain. I think that's... Oh, the Creed brothers defeated Roderick Strong and Damian Kemp to retain titles.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go into AEW. You want to go into Dynamite?
You want to talk a little bit about Forbidden Door first?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Mox winning the title, the interim title, in a very bloody Tanahashi match. Fantastic. One of the highlights of the show. Shibata showing up, one of the highlights of the show. I think my favorite moment is the pop that Claudio got.
Claudio got a huge pop, the biggest pop of his life.
And probably of the night.
Of the night, yeah. People wanted to see him. People really wanted to see Claudio. I think it's a good addition. For them.
Yes.
Very good addition. Do you know what the standout from that, from Blood and Guts was for me?
The Blood and Guts match?
Yeah. From the match. How? Sorry. Something bit my leg.
Imagine if you got sucked down.
Whoa! Going to the upside down. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Great season.
Loved it. Loved the ending. Loved it. Stranger Things was fantastic.
Guess who hated it?
Who? Everybody?
No. Guess who hated it?
Who?
Someone we both know.
Coco.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, yeah. Right? Of course hated
Not
it.
Not enough Guar.
Not. Do you know why he hated it?
He wished they played a Guar song instead of Master of Puppets.
You know, Master of Puppets came out in 1986, and, like, there were no tabs for it. How did Eddie know to play it?
Oh, my God. Did he say that to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He also told me how he didn't like it because it was something so absurd. He didn't. God, what was it? And I looked at him like, "Oh, you have a problem. You're not bright."
Fun fact that BC Rich Warlock that Eddie Munson plays, that was the first guitar I bought with my own money.
That same guitar?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you still have it?
I still have it.
Really?
I beat the shit out of it.
Though. Really? Yeah, that's a great guitar. Yeah. That's an excellent guitar.
I beat that guitar up like nobody's business. That's when I first started doing shows.
Oh, really?
When I was like 18, 19.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coco hates it. I don't know, man. I thought season 3 was better. That's what he said to me all weekend.
How did you like Blood and Guts?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Thought it was great. War Games is a very complicated, difficult match.
Yes.
And I think they did a great job of doing their own version of War Games.
Absolutely.
Was this the best War Games in modern, like, that I've seen in the last couple of years? I don't know. I thought a lot of those NXT ones were fantastic, but this was different. This was a little different. The unfortunate thing about this is that a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah.
In a time that they really don't want people to get hurt as often. I thought they did a good job, though. They did a great job of telling the story. It's not over, though.
Mm.
I thought this was the end.
This is the beginning.
This is the beginning. But one thing they did that was unbelievable to me is the rehab of Jake Hager.
Yes.
They made this guy from a joke, right? WWE really, they pushed him. He was a world champion.
Yeah.
He was a world champion in WWE. They were going to make him into that next big Olympic level type guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great wrestler. And it went nowhere. And then they teamed him up with Dutch Mantel and the We the People gimmick. Terrible timing.
Very terrible timing.
For that gimmick.
Yeah.
And it really didn't go anywhere. And they, you know, he got released. And he went into Bellator. He's undefeated in MMA. He's made a career. And, you know, in AEW, he's not a prime focus at all. He's not a guy that's having matches every week. But, you know, in that enforcer role.
Yes. He's a threat.
I got no problem with him. Yeah. There's nothing that he does that I think, oh, man, I want to get him off my screen. Because we don't really see him do much other than as a addition to the group. I think it's a great way to use a character.
Yes.
Him and Claudio probably have some great matches. I know those two have known each other for a while, and they want to have a great match together, and I'm excited to see that happen. But I thought that Blood and Guts match was great.
Mm. It was. It was the double tap out, the whole thing, the ending, Eddie Kingston throwing Sammy Guevara off the top of the cage was awesome. Top to bottom, great event. I think it was as far as like the War Games matches.
Your favorite?
In the last few years, I'm going to go with that one as my favorite one.
That's an easy.
But you know why? Because Claudio made it. I feel like he's so dynamic.
Okay, so if Claudio wasn't in it and it was Danielson, how would that match have changed?
That's an interesting question. I think because of just like Claudio's kinetic energy during that match and hitting those uppercuts and doing all the cool shit that he did in WWE, and bringing it back and doing it again, like kind of like bigger and better, I think that made it for me. Danielson, I feel like, would also have done some really rad stuff during the match.
I think so.
Yeah.
Nobody jumped off the cage. Thank God. No. Santana got really hurt. He tore a bunch of stuff in his leg, in his knee. He's going to be out for some time.
Oh, boy.
Long Stinks. Period of time. Not good.
Want to talk about Dynamite?
Let's talk about Dynamite.
So, TNT Championship Street Fight, Wardlow beating Scorpio Sky and taking out all of America's top team to get his first title in AEW, talking about this new generation of guys getting pushed. I like Wardlow a lot.
You know, they have something.
Mm-hmm.
They have something that is not the typical AEW style.
Yes.
They have someone that the AEW fan, it's not like the indie darling or like the great worker or anything like that. It's its own thing, and he's getting over. Mm-hmm. Where you would imagine that maybe someone like him would be rejected a little bit.
Right.
But they've done it.
What's the matter? Is the mothership calling?
They're talking. Hold on.
Okay. You're intercepting a transmission. You're intercepting a transmission.
They it's like, you know when Mork has to talk to Orson? What's his name? Mork calling who?
Mork calling Ork.
Ork. Yeah. Mork from Ork. That's what it's like. Wardlow's fantastic.
Yeah, Wardlow's great. I think he's like the prototypical like big pro wrestler, right? Like almost like a Bron Breakker type.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, but what do you do? Where do you go from here with him?
Keep building him. Have him get into some interesting feuds. Polish him up a little bit. Put that belt on him at some point. You think he'll be a main eventer?
Oh, 100%. He's already getting prepped for that. But here's the thing, right? That TNT title has done hot potato so much.
It's hot potato.
Maybe now you have him hold that title for like 8 months.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you go the total opposite thing. You built people think I'm crazy when I say this, but building the lineage of that title matters.
Yes, it does. I agree with you.
Because you don't want in 5 years to look back at your title history and see like, oh, only three people held this title, right? You want it to be, okay, Sammy had it, Cody had it, Wardlow had it. Okay, these are the guys that were building.
Scorp,
And it's not necessarily for today. It's more for longevity of storytelling and history.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with, like, when they did that Universal title, right, in WWE.
Yes.
Bill Goldberg getting that title was necessary in their minds because it added prestige to a new title belt.
Pastrami.
It added some pastrami, some gabagool.
I agree with that because that I think within like 6 months you had Finn
Pastrami.
You had Pastrami too. You had Pastrami Boy too. Yeah. You had Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, and Goldberg. Those are your first three Universal champions, right?
Yeah.
Great lineage. NYC Demon Diva is in the chat. I think she's back in New York and she wants to fight.
I don't think she's
back
in New York. She's still in the islands.
The islands.
She got so scared she took off to Puerto Rico.
Scared of you.
You know what I told her I'm gonna do?
What?
Flush your head down the toilet. Like a bully from the 80s.
That's
all my moves, by the way. When I fight, it's all 1980s bully movie moves.
Okay.
Okay? Firecracker in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Swirlies in the toilet. wedgies.
Mm-hmm.
They're very wet willies.
A lot of toilet obsession.
A lot of toilet stuff. That's all. So if
you're gonna fight somebody, you have to be in a restroom.
You got to be in a high school gym. It has to be a high school, and I need to like drag you. Yeah, she got scared. It's okay. She's busy. She's too busy. She's doing well on that website that she has. Let me just tell you.
Where does Scorpio Sky go from here?
I don't know, man. You know, he's super talented.
Mm.
Listen, sometimes guys are great, great workers. I would have him continue with Wardlow and then move on to something else. I think the tag title picture would be best for those two.
Yeah.
With Ethan Page. I think Ethan has a great upside. I think Scorpio has an upside. You know, keep them together. Have them do... is Scorpio still hurt? He might be, actually. That's a great question.
Interesting.
I could find out.
You also have the Christian Cage and Luchasaurus appearance.
Mean Christian. So they took MJF out, right? And now this dude is doing all those really mean promos.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's great. I feel like this is in line with those stories you hear about backstage Christian, where he's just a prick.
That's what a lot of people have said. It comes very natural to him.
Yeah, which I think is hysterical. You know,
turtlenecks are instant heel moves. Oh,
total ball breaker. He looks like Steve McQueen now. He's going for that old school look. I'm glad Luchasaurus got a new black mask.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about this.
Yeah.
Do you change his name?
Change it to Thesaurus.
To Thesaurus, yeah. Where he just reads words?
Keep it Luchasaurus or whatever, but I think this is good for both of them. This is good for Luchasaurus. Matt Hardy came out, and what did Christian say? You'll turn a blind eye to your brother and his issues just so you can ride his coattails for one last run.
Yeah, he also said something about Jeff's drinking problem.
Yeah.
So, what did he say? He's like, Jeff has a drinking problem, or...
He brought the entire Hardy family into it, his father-in-law, the lawnmower.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I like, you know what? If this keeps Christian healthy.
Great.
And he can cut these like bananas promos that's getting the crowd to boo the crap out of him. I'm all for it.
You want to see my short shorts?
Sure. I saw them already.
No, you want to see it again?
Everybody else wants to see the shorts. Go ahead. Ready? Oh, those are really short, dude.
Some thighs showing.
I don't think you got that on camera, though.
Hold on. Jeez. What do you think of that, Issa?
No, you're very tan.
I'm very tan. I can't work, dude. I can barely walk. I'm honest with you. Right now, I'm sitting here. I feel good.
On the little corner of the screen, you can see how white my leg is.
Oh, yeah.
And yours, your leg looks like a ham hock.
It's maroon.
Yeah.
My legs are maroon.
You have two honey hams for legs.
Dude, all I do now is lay out. I can't really walk around too much.
You got a good backyard for it.
I do have a great backyard for it, yeah.
So after that, we had Swerve in Our Glory, Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland beating the Butcher and Blade.
Hey, that match.
Bunny. Great.
You know what? The last couple minutes, great. But there was a lot of sloppiness.
Yes. You know.
Something happened. I think they kind of like.
A little miscommunication.
Yeah, maybe. A little miscommunication. And it kind of, you know, it's a great example of like, even great workers. Right? Like, everybody in that ring is great, but, like, something went off, and they were, like, it took them a little bit to kind of, like, okay, what do we have to do now? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I really like the Keith Lee and Swerve stuff. I wish that was more... That's going to be good when it turns into, like, a thing.
She's booking her flight immediately after seeing those legs.
let's see. You had Eddie Kingston's promo. What did you say about Eddie Kingston this morning?
Eddie Kingston looks like every 1990s high school kid from New York.
Sure.
He's habitually a 15-year-old kid that went to Flushing High School.
Yankee cap.
Mob Deep t-shirt. I pop for that Mob Deep t-shirt.
Yeah,
man.
Same here. The Dark Order promo after that, which was great. They were in Rochester, so it made a lot of sense. Roosh beating Penta. Great match.
Yeah, Roosh looks really good.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that he's going to kind of fall into just being mixed in with nothing.
I don't think he will. I don't think he will.
I hope they do something with him and Andrade.
I feel like he's going to get elevated past Andrade.
There's something weird about the Andrade situation. And it's bothersome to me because I don't understand why he's not in a higher position. But also, you look at guys like Malakai Black, and why isn't he in a higher position?
It's tough. That roster is
Rusev, and you look at, you know... You know what? I have a theory.
Mm.
You ready for this?
You're going to sneeze into the microphone?
I'm going to sneeze into the microphone. Mm. I have a theory. The reason why they added this other title.
The TNT title.
The European title.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm calling it the European title. I'm not going to call it the All Atlantic title. Okay. Mm. It's just the European title.
Yeah.
They added the European title.
For the European guys.
No. So they could keep that title on Wardlow for a long time.
Interesting.
And now you have these guys that could swap that title around.
Interesting.
That could be the workers' title.
You think that's the equivalent of almost like the Cruiserweight title?
The European title?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious. I'm hoping they do something good with it. I'm hoping it's not just another title. But everybody's a Cruiserweight in that roster. You can't do a Cruiserweight division. 90% of the roster, they're under 225 pounds.
It's a super, super thick roster, especially with your main event players, I feel like, are so diesel that it's got to be tough for those other guys. Like even Rusev, Malakai Black, you just mentioned, to get to that spot, or Andrade. And now you're getting like a lot of Gun Club.
A lot of, which they're coming out with the Shawn Michaels tights.
Great,
love it.
Great.
Everything pro wrestling goes. Can't walk around, ellipsis, dot, dot, dot. Then proceeds to wear Hoochie Daddy shorts on the pod. How do you not love these two?
You are wearing Hoochie
Daddy. I am wearing shorts. Hoochie Daddy. And I bought like four of these.
There's also like four singles sticking out of them.
It's out of my G-string.
Yeah, so the Acclaimed and the Gun Club beat Ruffin It, Bear Boulder, Bear Bronson, and Leon Ruffin and Fuego del Sol. Fun match. Billy Gunn turned on the Acclaimed.
Billy Gunn. You know what? Good.
Yeah.
That was needed. So now they'll have a nice little feud together. I like the Ass Boys. Yeah. I like that. That was a nice little fun run they had together, all of them.
Ass Boys are great. You had Thunderstorm, Thunder Rosa, and Tony Storm beating Nyla Rose and Marina Shafir.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. That's great.
That's a great name for them.
Yeah.
And then you had a friggin' awesome main event. Interim AEW World Championship, Jon Moxley beating Brody King. What a big, awesome dude.
That was a big, awesome match.
Yeah.
Liked it. Good match. You know what? That's a great TV World Championship match, and the title was on the line, right?
And you can tell when JR gets a boner for a wrestler by the way he calls matches.
He likes Brody King.
Loves Brody King. Big blue eye,
big blue eye tattoo,
rough and tumble.
What do you think of the JR comes in on the second hour?
I like that.
Yeah,
I
me
like
too.
That. I like him coming in and just calling like the bigger matches. You
Listen,
know,
calling 2 hours is difficult. Maybe he gets fatigued. Maybe he needs some time. Maybe they want to change it up. I'm okay with that.
Or maybe he has carte blanche where they show him the card and then he's like,
I don't feel like it.
I'd like, not tonight. Not tonight, fellas.
You know what, though? They have, I honestly think they have a fantastic color commentary and announcing team, right? Mm. Excalibur, Taz, JR, Tony Schiavone, and then you got Big Show.
Punk when he comes on.
Jericho when he comes on. Adam Cole when he comes on. They do a good job with communicating the sounds.
Yeah.
So it makes you, and this is the thing about WWE that's very... Oh, you didn't say Jezebel during the Blood and Guts last week. I didn't? Oh, no, he did say Jezebel. JR last week called Tay Conti, Jezebel! That Jezebel hand in, what was it, rubbing alcohol?
Ricky Starks on commentary also.
Ricky Starks on commentary is good too. All right, let's move on.
Do you...
Dynamite did 979,000 down. They did a 0.36 in the demo, 18 to 49. Mm-hmm. Next week on Rampage, Eddie Kingston and
Takeshita.
I have a difficult time saying Takeshita. I don't know why. Serena Deeb and Mercedes Martinez in action. Jonathan Gresham and Lee Moriarty versus the Gates of Agony.
I want to see more Gresham. I love that dude.
Yeah, I like him.
I love that dude. You wouldn't think he's 5'6".
How tall is he?
He's 5'6".
Is he?
Yeah. You wouldn't think he's 5'6". Just the way the entrance and the way he comes out and the way he presents himself.
Very good worker.
Yeah.
Cassidy versus Tony Nese. All right. Go ahead, Rich. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No. The AEW Dynamite Fighter Fest next week. Claudio versus Jake is going to be good. AEW World Tag Team Championships, Young Bucks versus Swerve in Our Glory. That's going to be a good match. And Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs so far. On the 23rd of July, we're going to get the Death Before Dishonor Ring of Honor pay-per-view. I'm looking forward to this.
All right. So this card, by the way, on Observer Live, I said that it's going to be on BR Live.
Mm.
And then midway through, like a couple of minutes into me saying it, I started getting... Allergies. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get allergies.
You started getting allergies?
I started getting messages from people. They're like, that was never announced.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm like, oh, crap, did I say something that didn't happen? Or was I told this in confidence that I wasn't, like, I don't know. Apparently, they did announce it. I'm not crazy. They announced it on commentary. It's going to be literally on BR Live. But there's no, there's no promotional information about this. Like, I don't see it anywhere. Also, the All Out information is all over the place also. Now, I can tell you they are not going to another building, as far as I know.
Mm.
They're going to be in the Now Arena. They announced their convention, which is in the town. What is it? Schlossberg or whatever it's called?
Schaumburg. Schlossberg.
So they're going to have the convention in Schlossberg. In Schaumburg. And I don't see this moving to the United Center.
Let me tell you, after those 2-for-1 beers at Chili's, I was in Schlossberg.
You were? Yeah, we were all in Schlossberg. The meeting of the minds in Chili's.
Yeah, this is very, even on the website, it's how to order Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor. It doesn't have any information.
Has no information, yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Like a classic Ring of Honor show.
A classic Ring of Honor. You don't know where to go. You don't know how to watch it. You don't know how to do anything.
Ring of Honor Television Championship, Samoa Joe versus Jay Lethal.
Okay, great.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
The ROH Pure Championship, Wheeler Yuta versus Daniel Garcia.
Gonna be another great Ring of Honor match.
That's going to be dope. Yeah. Ring of Honor tag match, FTR versus the Briscoes Part 2. The Briscoes addressed FTR from their chicken farm.
I saw that
in
video.
Delaware.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
I'm excited to see that match. I feel like that's going to be
they
like a bomb
are
burner.
Very interesting people.
Yes.
Like, I would, there needs to be a day in the life. You know, you just follow these guys around. But like, voyeuristically, they don't know the cameras are there.
And who's Gresh going to fight? Is he still the Ring of Honor champ?
I think they announced it, didn't they?
No.
Yeah, I forgot who he's fighting.
Okay.
Ric Flair. I don't know. Ric Flair. And that's the card. Very much a Ring of Honor show. We got a lot of wrestling coming up this month, man.
You know what? I would like Jay Lethal versus Ric Flair as Ric Flair's final match, but only if Jay Lethal came out as Black Machismo.
All right, cool. Into that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do questions?
Yeah, Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room by using the hashtag AskMattMan.
We got about 20 minutes, so we're going to try to get through these. We got a super chat here from Joel Wood. So two questions. Number one, this Sasha Naomi story is one of the most confusing release, non-release stories I've ever heard. Do you see either of them returning? Question number two. Do you see this news getting Vince out of WWE?
Okay.
So, first part of that question.
Sasha Naomi. I always see people returning.
Never say never.
Never say never. Everybody returns. Everybody comes back, and people forget about all their problems.
I see Naomi more than Sasha at this point, just because, like, you know, her husband's there.
Both of them. I see now that, you know, with everything going on, this is a good distraction, and they can be like, yeah, you know what? A lot was going on. Come back. We'll figure it out.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't see them not coming back, but I also don't see them not going somewhere else. You know, I beyond that, I don't know. I don't know much. Everybody's very quiet about the Sasha Naomi thing.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Do you see this news getting Vince McMahon out of WWE?
I think it should.
I mean, well, let's see what their stock's at.
$2.
Let's see.
How much stock do you own?
The stock is down. No, not even down. In what?
In WWE.
Yeah. I've never owned a WWE share. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Never owned it. I have a lot of stocks. I just don't have any WWE. Even in my like ETFs and my mutual funds, nothing in WWE.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're at 64. It really hasn't plummeted the stock. It's just sitting there. They're up for the past 5 days. Let's see. They're down 2% for the month. They're up 26% for the 6 months, and they're up 29% for the year. So this stock's performing decent.
Yeah, I think he should step down. What about you? Or step away.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I definitely think, you know, say like this is a distraction from the company, and I'm going to step away until this is all handled in a couple, you know, and I'm sure he'll come back in a couple years.
Yeah.
That's just how they do it all the time.
This is one from Connor. Thanks, Connor. Is the New Day the team to take the titles off the Usos? At this point, who's left? The Viking Raiders?
I don't want to see the New Day in the Usos, but you could create other talent too. You know, you have other options for people. I just don't think, you know, they get hot and cold. Like a couple of weeks ago, maybe like 2 months ago, I was like, wow, this tag division is looking good with Riddle and Orton.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Usos, with the New Day, with now the Viking Raiders are back. You have all these teams, and then you just don't do anything. Just cool off. I think the Viking Raiders will probably do something, but I don't know. I don't know. They don't have anybody at the level of the Usos or New Day.
Yeah, unless something happens.
Ford and Dawkins, yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah, unless something crazy happens and you get a Brock and Roman tag team.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Been a while since they did that.
Oh, my God. You know what? Two-man power trip. I'm into that.
Yeah.
All right.
This is from Issa, the NYC Demon Diva. Is Andrew ready to fight me yet?
Yes, but we'll put on pay-per-view.
From a rest, from a men's room.
From a high school gym.
Let's see here. This is from Bachelor 3000. Any further details on Santana?
He really tore up everything in his knee. He's out for a while. Yeah.
This is from BC Knight on Twitch. Who's the bigger babyface, 11 or Eddie Munson?
Oh, Eddie.
For sure.
Eddie Munson. Has to be. Great name.
Yeah. I think he's trapped in the upside down. He's going to come back next season as like a demon.
Comes back?
Yeah.
When did Meatloaf Bed Out of Hell come out?
Ooh, I don't know.
Was that 87?
It may have been 89. This is Bed Out of Hell and then Bed Out of Hell 2.
Because that'd be like a great way for him to come out.
This is from Vitari Z. Are the juices of your guilty...
79. Bad Out of Hell came out in 79. Oh, wow. So you could use Bad Out of Hell.
For sure.
Yeah.
Are the juices of your guilty pleasures titillated?
Ooh, what kind of question is that? Are the juices of my guilty pleasure titillated?
Are your juices titillated right now? I think your juices
are
always,
my juices are always titillated.
Yeah, your juices are always going.
I'm always going. Look at this.
Take a look. This guy FaceTimes me sometimes at 3 in the morning, and he's like, Rich, take a look at my juices. this is from Aaron Valmont. With the success of Forbidden Door, do you see AEW doing a joint women's pay-per-view with both TJPW and Stardom in the next Forbidden Door pay-per-view, or have their own pay-per-view under the AEW banner?
So New Japan announced that they're getting with the times. Did you see this?
Yeah.
They're getting with the times, but not in Japan. They're going to get with the times in their New Japan in North America for New Japan Strong. They're going to have Stardom talent on that show.
They're getting with it.
So I think they're getting with it now. They're realizing that women's wrestling is profitable. They have great talent there. I do think they're going to be involved with the next one. I think Stardom will be part of it.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I don't know about TJPW. Maybe.
Yeah.
Possible.
For all you Joshis out there. Like Joshi fans. This is from Balor Club Guy. Happy Friday, boys. I know I sound like a broken record, but when will AEW announce the venue/ticket information for All Out? Just seems weird they haven't announced it yet. Hashtag Ask Batman.
Yeah, maybe they think it's going to sell out really quickly and they don't need to start promoting it. But I imagine it's in Chicago. It's at Now Arena. I have not been told anything beyond it's...
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Now Arena. Let's see if anything is not open for them.
Don't you want that bucket to be full of liquid and just fall right on top of MG Geek's head?
Oh, dude. I would love that, Pat. That bucket just to fall on his stupid head. All right, let's see. Events. All right, let's see. Huffman Estate High School graduation. They have that.
Schaumburg. Schlossberg.
Schlossberg. They have Showfest September 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Select a month. They have nothing in September.
Yeah. Interesting. It's, you know, we're getting close. Yeah. It's going to be a sellout. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Orion, who has a fantastic avatar.
Oh, nice.
Any chance that we get to see Io Shirai on the main roster, or is she basically out of the company?
I don't know what's going on with her. Her contract's ending, right?
Yeah. I think she's done. I think she's going to go back to Japan.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. She had such a great run.
She did.
And they just never did it.
Mm-hmm.
Just wild how they don't see something.
Typical WWE. Know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Typical. This is from Ann Mall Verma. Roman wins or Brock?
I'm going to go Roman.
I'm going Roman.
Yeah.
And then they do the Austin Theory.
Like the Hogan handshake, this one?
I think Austin Theory cashes in, they both beat him up, and then they look at each other and they're like, yo,
we're done. Yeah,
we're a great tag team now. Bum, bum. and then they go out. What would you call them?
Oh, I can't think of that name.
Yeah.
Broman.
There you go. Great.
Broman. Do you like my Hogan 2002 Hogan WrestleMania impersonation at the end of the match, right?
Sure, let's do it.
Oh.
That's what he did. Do you ever see that photo?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He went in there looking jacked. He ended up ending the match like an old
shriveled
man. All right, what else?
This is from King Slater 88. Just a thought. Maybe it's not All Out. Maybe Tony Khan revives All In would be a cool way to have Ring of Honor and AEW.
I mean, they could do that. They could do All In. Yeah, for sure. He owns the name. But I think All In should be its own thing. I think that should be the name for the show that they do with, like, everybody.
But now you have Forbidden Door, which I think is going to be the show you have for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe. Right? Yeah.
This is from Cadillac Carson. $10. Thanks, Cadillac. Did we ever get Roman versus Lashley during Roman's title reign? If not, I wonder why not.
Did we see that? Maybe they want to keep both strong. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I want to see Roman versus Lashley.
This is from Kuru Mirariku. If Saudi Arabia finds out about these Vince allegations, will they cut ties
with WWE? No, it's encouraged.
Jesus.
It's encouraged.
Yikes.
Oof. I don't think so. I cannot see the Saudis cutting ties with WWE over adultery that, you know.
Jeez.
Vince McMahon's terrible adult decisions. I don't think they give a crap about that. I think they care about money and they care about PR.
Money. This is a comment from Jingu on Twitch. I have zero interest in Ring of Honor. It does nothing for me.
All right. Not for you then. That's how it works. I have zero interest in Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's not true. It's always on when I come
over. No. That's New Jersey. New Jersey's on. Never Beverly
that's
Hills.
That's not true. Let's see here. Any updates on Zoe Stark?
I don't have an update. No. Great question though, Heather.
Let's see what else we got here. I think that's it for the questions.
Is that it? There was a whole bunch of other ones here.
Oh, we got them all.
Did we?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We fired through and it's 12:20. Time for you to leave.
Look at that. We nailed it.
The chariot turns into a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. And then I turn into a pumpkin.
And then he turns into a pumpkin and then I turn into a gourd.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Let's see. Are there going to be draft before Survivor Series again this year? I haven't heard the name for the draft, but I'll find out when the draft is.
Yeah. Oh, we got one more. You ready?
Okay.
This is from BC Knight. Hashtag Ask Mattman. More likely WrestleMania scenario. Cody versus Roman.
No.
Cody versus Theory. Mm. Or Roman versus Montez.
Do I have to pick one?
You got to pick one.
Cody versus Theory.
I'd love it if it was Cody versus Roman.
It's Roman and Rock, man.
Yeah.
This is it. Yeah, this is it. This is their one final opportunity. His schedule's wide open. XFL promotion. You're not going to... How old is he now? 50?
Something like that.
He has a lot of goals in life. I don't think professional wrestling continue. You know, maybe wrestling Roman in 5 years is one of them. I think he needs to do it now.
Yeah, for sure.
Get maybe two matches out of him. And then that's it.
That's it, yeah.
You're done.
Well, if Black Adam does well, he's going to be the flagship of the DC movie universe.
I have to tell you, that movie could become the flagship very easily.
He looks nuts.
In the DCU. Is it part of the DCU?
Yeah.
So it's part of everything they did with that terrible Justice League?
Yes. Okay. I think same so. I think it's set in the same universe, but you get a lot of cool stuff in there. There might be some cameos. Who knows? Because The Rock, they're pretty much putting The Rock at the masthead of this whole thing if they don't have Henry Cavill do another Superman.
Interesting.
You know?
Why isn't he Superman?
I think they got into some contract shit, but he wants to do it.
He wants to be Superman?
Yeah.
Who?
Henry Cavill.
No, I was saying Dwayne. Dwayne should be Superman.
That would be cool if you had like an alternate, like Dwayne the Rock Superman.
You know what? Nobody would hate it.
No, nobody would hate it.
You know what? He makes every other Superman look puny. He is a Superman.
He's gigantic.
He's 8 feet tall.
He's the biggest guy on the planet. God, you don't know this, but everybody's The Rock's cousin, and he's the biggest person on Earth. He's really 10 feet tall. They do that Hobbit shit to him when he's on camera to make him look smaller.
All right. Are we done?
I think we're done.
Ooh, Dwayne for James Bond, says Horny Harry Tarjanian.
Horny Harry has a good point there. I'd like to see Idris Elba as James Bond, though.
Who, me?
I said I want to see Idris Elba as James Bond.
No, I want to see Harry Tarjanian as James Bond.
I think he'd be a great James Bond.
Oh, he would be such a good James Bond.
He's already horny.
He's already horny, dude.
So he'll get in there.
Get him a nice car.
Uh-huh.
You know, he could do like the swarthy, like the look that I could do. No, like button all the way here. Mm-hmm. He'll just be like a Mediterranean James Bond. Very sleazy.
Uh-huh.
Very, very sleazy.
The name's Harry. Horny Harry.
Steve Buscemi for James Bond.
I would love that. I wish I could do a Steve Buscemi impression. I can't. Good Steve Buscemi.
I can do a Ray Romano. You want to hear it?
I love your Ray Romano.
My mom.
Do a Spanish Ray Romano.
Me, mama. All right, guys. That's it for this week. See you later. Bye-bye.